Hi, I'm Francesca, a registered nutritional therapist, and welcome to the Empowered Perimenopause podcast. This is a space for down-to-earth, honest conversations about what's really going on in your body in your 40s and how to support yourself through it. If you're feeling a bit out of sync, overwhelmed, or just not quite like yourself, you're in the right place. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another week and another episode. I'm recording something a little bit different for you today. You might have wondered what a nutritional therapist actually does, especially when it comes to perimenopause, because I think one of the biggest gaps in perimenopause support right now is that a lot of women don't actually know what a nutritional therapist does and how they can help them, or more importantly, how much deeper this work can go. So today's episode isn't going to be your typical symptoms conversation, because this isn't about listing symptoms, it's about understanding what's actually driving them. Most of the women who find their way to me, they already know something isn't quite right. They've usually done all the Googling, they've maybe spoken to their GP, they might have even tried a few things already, maybe they started on HRT, which I'm all for, by the way. And it's not that they necessarily need more information. What they need is someone to actually join the dots for their unique self, for their unique circumstances and biochemistry. Because what they're experiencing rarely sits in just one box. It's not just hormones. It's not just stress. It's not just diet. Although we're usually looking for that one thing it could be, and then we can solve that one thing. It's rarely that symptoms are all coming from just one box. It's usually a combination of things happening beneath the surface. And that's exactly what I do in my one-to-one work. So in this episode, I want to take you behind the scenes a little bit and walk you through how I, as a nutritional therapist, actually approach your health, what a perimenopause health assessment involves in my practice, and how we start to piece everything together and build a really personalized plan from there. Because this work does go much deeper than most women realize. And what's missing in most conversations around perimenopause is that your body and your different systems don't work in isolation. They all operate as part of one system, all having a knock-on impact to each other. And your hormones aren't operating completely on their own. They're responding to everything, your inner physiology and your external environment. They're responding every minute to your blood sugar, to your stress levels, your gut health, your nutrient status, your thyroid health, your circadian rhythm, your immune health, and any potential inflammation and lots of other things. And when we don't look at all of these things, we can end up feeling like we're managing symptoms, just managing them rather than actually addressing the actual root causes. So today I wanted to do something a little bit different. I want to walk you through how I think about perimenopause, what I'm actually looking at when I work with someone, and then also what that looks like in practice if you decided to get some support. Because I really believe that a lot of women just don't realize how much support is actually available to them. It can feel like your only option is to go to your doctor and talk about HRT, or that working with someone like me is just about being told what to eat, and you may only go to that person if you want to lose weight, for example, when actually my work, as I said, goes so much deeper. So when a woman comes to me, we're not just looking at a single symptom, even if that's all they're presenting with, which usually isn't the case, but we're looking at her whole picture. So yeah, we're going to talk about the symptoms, whether that's fatigue, sleep issues, mood issues, cycle changes, PMS, weight, digestion, you know, you name it. But more importantly, I'm looking for patterns, because two women can come to me with the exact same set of symptoms and have completely different root causes. So I'm asking questions like, what's happening with your energy across the day? Or how are you waking in the night? And if so, when and for how long? What does your breakfast look like? How are you coping with stress? What do you do in the evening? What's your digestion like? How and when are your bowel movements? What's your cycle doing? How and when are your periods? What are they like? What's your PMS phase like? And so on and so on. And from there, I'm starting to map things out through a functional medicine lens, which is how a nutritional therapist is trained. I'm always thinking about blood sugar regulation. This is foundational. Is somebody riding that roller coaster that's driving cortisol dysregulation even further and driving a whole host of different symptoms? I'm looking at their stress and their nervous system health. Are they running on adrenaline without even realizing it? Is your cortisol dysregulated? I'm looking at gut health, always looking at gut health. Is digestion or inflammation playing a role? Is there inflammation coming from the gut that's impacting all different systems and therefore symptoms? Are there any gut imbalances or infections at play? Are there any nutrient deficiencies impacting energy, mood, hormones, cycles, periods, sleep, aches and pains? I'm looking at thyroid function. Is this being missed or overlooked? I'm looking at estrogen metabolism. Is your body effectively breaking down your used estrogen and clearing it out of the body in an efficient way? I'm looking at autoimmunity. Is that being missed? We're looking at ovulation. We're looking at so many different things about the whole entire system. This is something that I feel really strongly about, especially in your 40s. We don't want to just push through. We don't want to rely on adrenaline and call that energy. We want to create stability in the body, which is why, for example, I'll often recommend something as simple as a protein-rich breakfast within an hour of waking to support blood sugar balance and your cortisol rhythm. And what that results in is feeling stable, because these foundations matter more now than ever. So instead of asking, what's wrong with you? I'm asking, why is your body responding this way? What is at the root? And that's where things start to shift. So you might be wondering at this point, what does this actually look like when you work with someone like me? Because yes, there's really clear structured process. So before we even get on our first Zoom call together, you'll complete a really detailed health intake form. And I mean detailed, because this is where I start to understand your full story. So not just your symptoms now, but your health history, your medical history, your menstrual cycle history and your cycle patterns, your periods now and historically, your digestive health, your bowel movements, your energy, your lifestyle, your potential toxic burden, your nutrition as a whole. And I spend time reviewing this in a lot of depth before we actually have that first session. So when we come together, we're not starting from scratch. I've already got that review and I already have the cogs turning in my brain. Then we have a 60-minute consultation, as I said, via Zoom. And this is where we explore things further together. Yes, I'll ask questions, but it's also a conversation. We're starting to join the dots, uncover patterns and make sense of what's been going on in your body. And what's led you to this point? Because it's not just perimenopause. There's always the history, and it's different from person to person. We're all unique, that's led us to this point. And that's what we start to make sense of. And a lot of the time, women say this is the first time they've ever actually felt really heard. So then after our session, I take everything that we've talked about alongside your intake form that I've looked at before the session, and I identify your key root drivers and your priorities. So we get really clear on what's driving your symptoms, what matters most, and where to focus first. Then within a few days, you'll receive a written personalized health roadmap from me. And this is where everything comes together. So in that roadmap plan, you'll have clear nutrition guidance, clear lifestyle recommendations, supplement support. Any supplements that are recommended, I'm cross-checking with any medication a person might be on to make sure there's no negative interactions. And there'll also be functional testing recommendations, if applicable. You know, all of these tailored to you, tailored to your body and your life, your unique set of circumstances, because I won't give the two same women exactly the same lifestyle recommendations, for example, or even nutrition guidance, because I'm listening to their unique situation and their unique circumstances. So they're not all going to be able to do the same things or want to do the same things, let's say. So I'm matching things to the person. So let's talk about the testing part, because you might have, I just mentioned functional testing recommendations potentially. So where it's clinically appropriate, I might also recommend functional testing. That could include things like testing for key nutrient deficiencies and full blood chemistry panels, which you can actually get from your GP. And a lot of my clients bring the copies of these results from their GP practice to me. And then I will look at them through the functional medicine lens, because the optimal reference ranges that we use in functional medicine world are quite different to the more wider reference ranges that are used, for example, in the NHS. Because usually if their GP has told them everything's normal, when I actually look at it through that functional medicine lens, we find, no, there's actually a few things here that are not normal at all. And they can be explaining why certain symptoms are persisting. It could be comprehensive hormone and hormone metabolism testing, which includes looking at how your body breaks down estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, including levels as well. But what we're really looking at is how your body's breaking these down, because that has an impact. And that also includes stress hormones and adrenal health. I could be looking at comprehensive thyroid panels. A lot of women will give me the test results they already have from their GP. But unfortunately, what we only have there is TSH and T4. But what we also want is free T3, free T4, and we want the two thyroid antibodies as well. It could be gut testing. It could be taking a comprehensive look at digestive health markers and the gut microbiome. So in my practice, use a comprehensive test called GIFX with a lab called Genova Diagnostics. It could be testing for mold exposure if we suspect that could be at play. It could be organic acids testing. So this is also known as OATS, which assesses energy production, neurotransmitters, your brain chemicals, and antioxidant levels. And there's some others, but these are the most common ones that I would be looking at in my practice. I'd say the most common ones I do are the Dutch test and a comprehensive thyroid panel and gut testing, the GIFX test. But I will only order or suggest these tests for clients if it's going to be genuinely helpful and give us useful insight, and if the client has the budget for it, because these more comprehensive functional medicine tests, they're not available via the NHS, apart from, like I said, the testing for key nutrient deficiencies and the full blood chemistry panels and some hormones, for example. But these functional, more deeper layered tests, they don't always come cheap. Some are much more affordable than others, but it really just depends on the client and the budget that they have. So it isn't, you know, even without functional testing, there's so much that we can learn from your symptoms and your story. And from that, we can start to piece together the likely root causes and take a really effective approach. So then from there, once you've got your plan, we look at whether ongoing support would be beneficial for you. Some women, that looks like working together over 3 months. So they would just upgrade into the 3-month package. And that will just help us to really be able to implement and support change over time. But for others, the roadmap itself is a really powerful starting point and they get on just fine. So just to bring this to life, a woman might come to me with fatigue, unexplained weight gain, poor sleep. But when we dig deeper, we might uncover blood sugar crashes, chronic stress, gut imbalances. And HRT can absolutely be a helpful piece of the puzzle. And like I said earlier, I'm all for it. But it doesn't change what's happening underneath the hood. This is when it's not always the piece of the puzzle that was needed. It's part of it, but not all of it. And when we support these deeper drivers, everything else starts to feel easier. And then if they are using HRT or they plan to, it will be far more effective when we've actually gone underneath the hood and supported those key drivers. So this isn't about a quick fix when you work with a nutritional therapist. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan. And it's not just about being told what to eat. It's about understanding your body and having somebody understand it and then explain it to you in simple terms. It's about feeling supported and fully heard and having a clear, personalized way forward and having someone to support you with that. So this kind of work would work for you if you feel like you've tried everything, you know something still isn't right, you're sick of guessing and Googling and social mediaing the heck out of it, and you want to actually understand your body, not just for now, but for going forward as well. So if this resonates with you today inside my one-to-one practice, it's all very simple in terms of what I offer. I have the perimenopause health assessment, and then I have a 3-month package. Many women start with the perimenopause health assessment, and then if they feel they need that 3-month ongoing support, they just upgrade into the 3-month package and pay the difference. Or some women do know straight away, they just want to go straight in at the 3-month package level. But the perimenopause health assessment is a fantastic place to start. And if you want more details, you'll find the link in the show notes. You can also drop me an email or send me a DM on Instagram if you have any questions. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode and you're wanting a bit more support, there's a few ways I can help you. You can take my free perimenopause quiz, join my Midlife Thrive membership, or work with me one-to-one. and I'll leave all the details in the show notes. And if this episode resonated, I'd love you to share it with someone who might need to hear it too. Thank you so much for being here. It really means a lot. And I'll see you in the next episode.